Okay, good morning students and welcome to the Getting Started video. The purpose of this video is to illustrate to you how to navigate in this course site. Okay, so for starting up, when you have registered, you will be required to access the My UNISA and you register with your student number. And once you register, you get a student number and a password, and then you are allowed into the My UNISA. Depending on the number of subjects that you have registered for, these will be viewed on these tabs running horizontal on the site. So for example, this is an example of subjects that have been registered, but if you have registered for AUI 4861, 62, and 63, these would be displayed horizontally. Running on the left-hand side is a series of links that would take you into the course site. The first is the welcome message, which gives you a welcome to this module. In addition to this, we have also attached a podcast, which you will retrieve by going selecting the link to additional resources. The second tab is assignments. In this tab, you will find all information relating to your assignments and the assignment submissions. The announcements tab we use as a lecturer. When we have announcements, we will post this. So please do check up on My UNISA for any recent announcements. The discussion forums tab, if I click into it, this would take us into discussion forums. So as you can see, our first discussion tab is introduce yourself. And for this subject, AUI 4862, we have an active discussion of 10 posts. Throughout the year, we have already put in discussion forums for each learning unit. Students, please do partake in these discussion forums. So for example, in Learning Unit 1.1, if you click on this link, it would take you to an activity. So please click on the activity and you will see two questions related to this activity. So students, once you're on the discussion forum, you will be taken into the site with the questions. Access the discussion forum as shown, and you, in this message box, you type in your reply into these questions and you hit the submit button. Once you hit the submit button, you will see your discussion being displayed in the discussion forum. And as we see an active discussion taking place among students, as your lecturer, we will also consult in these discussion forums and then provide the solutions to these discussion forums. The next tab takes you to official study material. In this, we have posted tutorial letter 101. Tutorial letter 101 includes important information on your course content and structure for the year. It also includes your assignments and the due dates. So please do read tutorial letter 101 as it is very important for the success of this course. The next tab is additional resources, and in additional resources you will find a folder for podcasts as well as a folder for articles. The articles supplement your course. So as you study, you will be required to refer to certain articles. And if you click on the articles folder, this will take you to a listing of all articles for AUI 4862. And if you go back to additional resources, we've also posted podcasts. And once again, so far we've updated and uploaded the welcome podcast, but during the year we will also be loading in podcasts per topic. So please watch out for podcasts to follow in the future. The next link is the schedule, and the schedule is important as this will be used as a guide to facilitate your studies during the year. If you click on calendar by month, it will give you important announcements. So for example, the 5th of March was the podcast of the welcome module. And for this course, you can see on the 26th of March, we have added in the podcast of topic 1. And students should start their studying on this topic on the 26th of March. Okay, so again, going back to the left-hand side menu is prescribe books. This will give you a breakdown of the books required. Frequently asked questions. These are questions that are frequently asked by students. So if you have a question, please go onto this link here and your answer would be in this tab here. Course contact, these would be all your information if you need to contact your lecturers. Information will be provided in here. Okay, the next few, it's not required right now for your studies in this year, but the important one I'd like to bring your attention to is learning units. So please click on learning units, as this would take you to the entire topics that make up your studies for the subject. As you can see, the first part A is a general orientation of the course, and part B is made up of your actual content of the course. And each learning unit has an introduction, it has activities for that learning unit, and we also conclude with a learning unit summary. So, for example, in this course, AUI 4862, it is made up of six topics. So, please take advantage, go through these topics as this is your study material. This is an online course and there is no study guides that will be posted to students. So all content of your studies is accessed via learning units. In learning unit 1.1, for example, you need to click on each of the tabs to access the content. So for example, if I click in introduction, this would take you to the first part of your studying. And if you click on view, view would give you the presentation of the introduction for learning unit 1.1. And to return back to the learning units, all you do is click on return. To go back to the learning units, you click on author. And there you have it, the learning units again. So once you've completed a certain section of a studying, you go back to the page by selecting author, and then you can select your next topic that you would want to study. So as you can see, each of the topics are presented. So topic one has different learning units, and then topic two and topic three, and so the same pattern follows for the remaining topics. The next lot of links are Paul's questions and answers tool. So if you have a question, you may also load it on this link. The Facebook, we have a Facebook page. So students, I would like to take this opportunity as well to ask you to please access our Facebook site. It is called the Postgraduate Diploma in Internal Auditing. And this is where we will also be adding announcements and any relevant discussions that you would like to post on the Facebook, on our Facebook site. Please feel free to post them. Our podcast, again, this will take you back to our podcast that we have uploaded for the year. The three last links, IIA SA, IOD SA, IIA Inc., these are websites that would also help you in your studies. So, for example, the King 3 can be accessed via IOD SA website. The practice advisories and the standards, this will also be accessed via the IIASA. And the IIA Inc. is an external website. It is the international website for Institute of Internal Auditors. Okay, students, so this is the video on assisting you how to manage through the website for MyUNISA. Our contact details are included in the tutorial letters, so please feel free to contact each of your respective lecturers for any assistance that you may require during this year. Thank you and all the best in your studies.